This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
You are listening to Family Matters here on Joy 94.9. Tonight, the team is a little bit different than it usually is every other week. The team tonight is myself and the lovely Stephanie, who's just been outside wishing James a bear.
Happy birthday.
Yes, James had a very big birthday on the weekend. So tonight it is myself and Steph, and we have a lovely guest who'll be joining us very shortly. Grace Lee will be joining to speak to us this evening, afternoon. Oh, my goodness, I need another coffee.
You do.
I really do.
You do.
But if people want to reach out to us tonight, Stephanie, there's multiple ways they can get in touch with us.
They can. They can SMS us on 0427 JOY 949, or email us at onair@joy.org.au. So...
yeah.
Send us a question.
Send us a question.
Comment.
If you've got a question for Grace Lee, or if you have a question for us, or just wanted to give some nice feedback to the previous guest, Claire from Stand Up Straight, who did a stellar job. She was a little bit nervous, but she did great. She's one of the soccer mums I've been putting posters up in the eastern suburbs. Yes, posters.
You were lucky to have a buddy like her.
Hey, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Wingman. Cool. Wing woman. Wing something. But you can also reach Family Matters on all of our socials. Family Matters 94. Facebook, Family Matters on Joy. You can catch up on all of our podcasts, joy.org.au/Family Matters. But before we get started, I usually throw in a song, but I'm not going to do that today. We know that in the last few weeks, we've all received some mail. Have you received some mail?
Oh, yeah. I was so excited to get my mail.
You got your mail.
Yeah.
And knowing you, Steph, I know where that mail is. That mail is in the post. There's a nice big yes tick against it, isn't there?
Yes, yes, yes. And it went, like, it literally landed in my letterbox and was filled in. My husband filled his in. My 19-year-old son filled his in. And I took all three and raced up and put them straight into the post box. And it was such a great feeling. I was very
proud. Did you take a selfie?
No, I didn't.
No.
But I was really proud of my son because, you know, it was his first opportunity to really have a say. And he, yeah.
And he said yes.
He said yes.
Well, most of us have actually done that. We've received our mail, and if we haven't, we know where to follow it up. But we've received our mail, we've ticked yes, and we've put it in the post box, which has been lots of fun.
But we've all spoken to our family members too.
You know,
I was with my sister last week. She was another yes voter, her and her husband. You know, my parents. You know, it's really important to connect with family and, you know, just let them know how important it is to, you know, to vote and to have your say and to pop it in that post box straight up.
And the funniest one I had was my Greek parents, who don't speak English very well. I had my nephew looking out for the mail for them, but Mum understood. She'd read it in the paper and she knew what it was. And, you know, when I checked in with her, she's like, yes, I've posted that. Yes, yes. Oh. She knows how to use a letterbox, even though she can't read and speak English. She understood how to do that vote correctly. But there's a group, Rainbow Families Victoria, who were big fans of Felicity and Marla, who we know very well. We spoke with Angie Green last week from Marriage Equality to ask what do we do next. We thought we'd also ask Felicity, Rainbow Families Victoria. We've posted our yes. So what's next? So on the line we have Felicity Marlowe from Rainbow Families Victoria. Hello, Fliss. How are you doing?
Hi, Dina. Good, thanks.
School holidays. Are you taking care of yourself? Are the kids taking care of themselves?
We are. We have completely clocked off and gone to the beach. And I know lots of other families have gone off to have a bit of time away from social media, away from the razzmatazz of daily life, and just taking a bit of time with themselves and their family to recharge and just relax.
Most of us have got those yes votes in. We've taken great selfies. We've reposted them. We've shared it with our friends and families. Right now, though, we've got weeks of this to go. really, what do rainbow families need to do right now? And is there anything else we should be doing at this point in time?
Well, that's right. We've still got a whole 6 weeks of this 8-week schmozzle to get through, which does seem like an extremely long time. And I think for many families, just, you know, it all happened towards the end of the school and kinder term. So people were sort of winding down anyway. And anyone with kids in private schools have already been on holidays for nearly 2 weeks with another week to go. So it was kind of an awkward time to mobilise a lot of rainbow families to get active and get organised and to, you know, demand things of their schools or have conversation with allies. So really for us, we're thinking of, you know, recharging a bit of like, hey, did you remember to vote when people get back to school on the 9th? We're going to encourage some of our families just to check in case they went away for that whole time. Have they gone through all the mail that that 15-year-old next door collected for them? And
yeah,
they made sure that they're still, they have voted. And perhaps even using that as a gentle reminder for any friends and family that went away for the school holidays, just checking in, have you put your vote back? Don't forget to do it. Get it in. Then you don't have to worry about it. So we'll be doing a bit of a re-push on that.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly we're talking to our families about what can you do for self-care? How can we look after ourselves? How can we make sure we shield our kids from the ads that are going to be on, that are on telly? They're, you know, kids watch a bit more telly over the holidays, get a bit more relaxed about that kind of thing. Being a bit aware of the ads that are around, there's billboards in lots of places now. You know, people are out and about. They're a bit out of their normal routine. Perhaps it's the time to kind of talk to your kids about what they might see. Take a bit of time as a family to do something that's completely different, spend some time together with other rainbow families. It's really, it is a time of self-care, but it's also a time, I guess, during the school holidays to be a bit extra vigilant about what is out there saying no, what's out there on the streets, on telly, that's telling us, or telling them, giving a message to our kids that perhaps there's something wrong with their families, which we just don't want our kids to be exposed to.
On the Rainbow Families Victoria website, you had some resources that were kind of held for a little bit because they needed a bit of checking, but those resources are back up now, aren't they?
They are. So we put together some fabulous resources for primary and secondary school, for early childhood services, but also for our allies. So our school resource is really just something that is written in a way you could hand it to your leading teacher at school or the principal or a teacher that kind of champions your rainbow family. It's also written to remind us that our schools have LGBTI kids in them. And in some of those instances, they're our kids too, our kids who are gender diverse, our kids who are bisexual or gay or lesbian. So some of us have kids in primary school, some in secondary school. We have friends that have kids in those schools. So it's good reminder to schools, what can they do at this time? And we're really, I guess as we go into term four, it feels like we've been doing this a long time, but once the kids get back in term four, we've got 5 weeks before we know the outcome. And for a lot of our children, that's a 5 long weeks of more ads, more discussion in home, more flyers delivered in our letterboxes. So we're reminding schools to perhaps use this as an opportunity to talk about family diversity, to maybe do a few activities, you know, read books about family diversity, kind of think about how you might support the kids in your school at this time. And similarly, you know, the same goes for early childhood centres as well. What can they do about, I don't know, doing some stuff where people kids bring in photos from their family, put up photos on the photo board, do some activities, read some books, that kind of thing, that really encourage people talking not just about rainbow families or different types of families are in our community.
I saw one of the school holiday programs, I think it was Monday, and I was so excited to see it was badge making because I've been looking for badges everywhere. They're the hardest thing to come by. So that looks like a great activity. Is there any other activities that are kind of, because not all rainbow families are part of, you know, school communities or even communities that are with other rainbow families, and they might feel isolated in this time. Are there any events that Rainbow Families Victoria will be organising for some of these families coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we've got events pretty much organised from Sunday the 15th all the way to Saturday the 18th of November. Those will be up in the next week or so. And they really are just a range of events, basically so the grown-ups can get together and debrief about how they're going, and so the kids can get out and about and do some fun stuff. Starting with on Sunday the 15th of October, we're going on a walk from Hayes Paddock in Kew all the way along the river to the Collingwood Children's Farm. We're then doing another event the following Sunday at this fantastic new park called Burren Reserve in Caulfield. And the following week, we'll be having an Altona Beach picnic on the Saturday afternoon. And our week, our whole sort of series of events will culminate with a really good Rainbow Families rock disco on Sunday, the 12th of November. So we kind of figured we need to build up the fact that people are resilient and proud and out and having fun. And no matter, remind our community, I guess, no matter what happens on November the 15th when they announce the vote outcome, we're still here. Our kids exist, our families are here, and that we, when we work together, we can look after each other and it's going to be okay. We're in it for the long haul.
Certainly.
We know this will take time. Yeah. So I guess we're really encouraging people to come to all of those events. And like I said, they'll be on our website and on Facebook in the next week or so, just to do something different, to meet, for your kids to meet other kids, for your families to get together. And if anything, it's a good chance to be with people that are similar to yourself and just chat about how you're coping with what's going on at the moment.
And that's the thing. I mean, I've come to one of the picnics and, you know, just, you know, from my role here in Family Matters, it was such a friendly space to come into. I didn't know anyone there other than yourself and Sarah and felt really welcome. I didn't have any kids, but I was still in there throwing balls around with Proud to Play, who are also there. So those events, families haven't joined in before. It's probably the perfect time to kind of to get together and start meeting other families and your kids meeting other kids that are going through the exact same thing. So I think that's a great idea. Felicity, we will keep sharing those events on our social media pages. Families can check that out on both your Facebook page and the website. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we should have them all locked in next week. Right. I should just say we've got a couple of grown-up only events at a couple of bars as well, one in Brunswick and one in Richmond, just in case people need that time without the kids. It's sometimes hard to have a good conversation when they're around. But
I can imagine.
Yeah, we wanted to put in a few different things. And we, like you said, we always invite other people who want to get involved and just meet some rainbow families. Maybe you're thinking of starting a family yourself, or, you know, you've got kids in your life and you just want to get around to chat to other parents about what that's like as carers or parents or even aunties. So we welcome anyone to our events. We're really open about who can come along. But so we'd love to see anyone who'd like to come.
Lovely to chat to you as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gina. See you later.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.